The Light Jar, written by Lisa Thompson and read by Ryan Ireland. I love Mum's tunnel singing trick. She always did it when she drove us to Grandma's for one of her Sunday lunches. In the car, Mum would put the radio on and we'd both sing along to whatever was playing, although I'd usually have to make up the words. We had to go through a long, grey tunnel on the way there, and when we drove into it, the music would go all crackly and fizzy and then disappear altogether. I'd stop singing, but Mum would just keep going. I'd watch her from the back seat as she lifted her chin and shook her head to make the high notes go all wobbly. The tunnel would go on and on and on, but Mum wouldn't stop, and then, whoosh! We'd come out into the daylight. The radio would come back on, and Mum would be singing in exactly the right place. I'd give her a clap, and she'd laugh. She hadn't done it on this journey yet, even though we'd already been through a long tunnel. The radio was on, but this time Mum wasn't singing. She was too busy looking into her mirror every few seconds at the dark road behind us. "Why are we leaving now?" I said. "Couldn't we have waited until the morning?" Mum switched the windscreen wipers on and they creaked slowly across the glass, as if they'd just been woken up too. "We want to beat the rush hour, don't we?" She looked at me in the rearview mirror and her eyes crinkled like she was giving me a big smile. But I wasn't sure, as I couldn't see what the rest of her face was doing. She was acting like we were going on holiday, but it was pretty obvious we weren't. Firstly, we only had two small bags and my rucksack with us, and you need far more than that for a holiday. And secondly, I'd only known we were going away when she shook me awake at 1 a.m. saying we had to leave right now. This definitely wasn't like any holiday I'd ever been on. She'd stood by the window, watching the street where I quickly packed a few things, still half asleep. I knew she was looking out for Gary, even though he was away on a business trip and not due back until the next morning. We went downstairs in the dark, and Mum put our bags into the boot of a car that was parked outside. I'd spotted it near our house when I'd come home from school. There was a sticker in the back window advertising a hire company, and I'd guessed it belonged to one of our neighbours. Mum didn't have her car anymore. Gary told her they didn't need two cars after he moved in. I did a big yawn as I looked out of the window onto the wet motorway. The clock on the radio said 2:55 a.m. Nearly 3 a.m. I don't think I've ever been awake at 3 a.m. in my whole life. I was awake at 2 a.m. once, on a New Year's Eve. We weren't at a party or anything. Someone let fireworks off in a field near our house. I'd been dreaming I was in World War II, and I had crawled into a tin dustbin to escape the bombs. And when I woke, I realised the bombs were actually fireworks.